girlfriend's shampoo in the shower. Quite a few, I imagine. Have you considered the importance of using a product designed for your hair? Yes, men's hair. After all, your hair is different. Dove Men Plus Care has created a hair care range designed to fortify men's hair and give it the care it needs to stay strong and healthy. Do your family and your hair a favor and get your own products. Dove Men Plus Care for stronger, more resilient hair. Available at Walmart.
This Thanksgiving, from Walt Disney Pictures, it's Frozen Turkey.
Do you want to cook a turkey? The oven's on preheat. I took out all the turkey guts. I stuffed its butt to flavor all the meat.
It's Frozen Turkey. After Thursday, Elsa will not fit in that dress.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's fine.
Stand by for news.
Fox News, I'm Rich Dennison. The House Judiciary Committee today saying it will take over the impeachment investigation of President Trump with hearings beginning next week.
What a bunch of crap!
President Trump's tax returns will remain under wraps for now as several investigations into his financial dealings continue.
The Supreme Court dealt a blow to Democrats, temporarily blocking access to 8 years of President Trump's tax returns. The justices issued a stay on a D.C. appeals court order for the president to hand over financial documents from his longtime accounting firm.
Fox's Rachel Sutherland in Washington. President Trump earlier today announcing a holiday-themed clemency case at the White House.
I hereby grant you a full and complete pardon.
The president pardoning the turkey named Butter, which along with another bird named Bread, will live out their lives at a site called Gobbler's Rest at a Virginia Tech Research Center. America is listening to Fox News.
Oh, that was very fulfilling there, Fox.
Larry the Storyteller wanted the weasel today.
Faces filled with joy and cheer. What a magical time of year. Howdy ho, it's Weasel Stomping Day. Put your Viking helmet on. Spread that mayonnaise on the lawn. Don't you know it's Weasel Stomping Day? All the little girls and boys love that wonderful crunching noise.
You'll know what this day's about
when you stomp a weasel's guts right out. So come along and have a laugh. Snap their weaselly spines in half. Grab your boots and stomp your cares away. Hip hip hooray, it's Weasel Stomping Day.
Welcome, children. It is the 5 o'clock hour of Happy Hour at 5:05. Brad McDonald should be joining us. It's all good news today on the markets, as we just heard, but Barack Obama was the greatest president of our lifetime, according to an ABC News poll. I'm sure they asked, you know, a very Democrat-friendly group. It's amazing.
No
it's
doubt.
Just beyond amazing. Comments are coming in. You sit on a throne of lies. Jeez. Anyway, Larry the Storyteller, who joined us at Baumhauer's, is hanging out with us this afternoon. You stay till 6?
Yeah.
Good. It is, by the way, the wind is picking up, the cloud cover. Let me put it this way. The clouds are getting thicker.
And Leon's getting larger.
Yeah, wait until after Thanksgiving.
Well,
Leon will really be
this
large.
Is kind of a practice run. What's coming in overnight. It looks like it'll be raining throughout the morning show, but we will lift your spirits. Really.
Yes.
With fun and excitement and pandemonium of all types. Black Friday, guess where I'm going?
Shopping.
Yeah. A little conundrum for Rosie.
Brian Jewelry.
I've been there already. That's done.
Okay.
Oh, my goodness, Timmy. The mystery of Abby has been solved.
Yes, I know.
Let me show you something here. I've been waiting for a text. I'm being led into temptation.
You're going to Jack Ingram.
I've been waiting to upgrade to a 19 with like an $8 a month increase.
Oh my goodness, Timmy.
On another Rogue. I love the one I have. I drive it till my last day, which could be today. You just don't know those things. Okay, so where is... I want to show you the picture. Here we go. It's 2019.
Ooh.
Very low mileage. It's beautiful.
It is.
And I'm going to go see it on Friday. And without even lifting a finger, they sent me like 4 different payment options and stuff. Because they're great at locating low-mileage vehicles that are worthy of the Jack Ingram name on the back end. So, man, don't hesitate. Maybe I'll see you there on Friday. Maybe there's a car in somebody's Christmas stocking this year. See Tip Thames and his team. Shop online at jackingram.com or stop by 235 Northeastern Bypass. Is that who I think it is?
It is.
Then he's next.
Montgomery Skywatch traffic. I-65 and 85 are doing pretty good at the merge this afternoon. We have busy traffic downtown and a little bit of a slowdown 85 to 65 northbound. Also around town, the boulevard is very busy. We're showing a lot of traffic on the Atlanta Highway outbound, especially from the Eastern Boulevard to Taylor Road. Taylor Road is busy. 231 busy at all the lights up to Wetumpka. Use caution and drive carefully this afternoon. We have no major accidents right now holding us back. We still have some cleanup going on the Troy Highway at the Eastern Boulevard from an accident that happened there much earlier this afternoon. Premier Place Shopping Center has everything for the holidays. Shop Hourglass Optical. It's fashion. Kato Fashion. T-Mobile and more. Premier Place in Prattville. Another great McClinton & Company development. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
There are more distracted drivers this time of year. Don't be a distracted driver. Put your phone away while you drive. The Vance Law Firm wants to keep you safe this holiday season.
Pecans, pecans, pecans. Sweet Creek Farm Market has the largest selection of local pecans and pecan products in town. Whether they're for a gift or for your family, we have all types. Roasted and salted, honey roasted, praline, chocolate honey baked, or creamy white chocolate pecans. Don't miss the double chocolate bourbon pecan pies. Open on Black Friday. Follow Sweet Creek Farm Market on Facebook for specials. Sweet Creek Farm Market, 2 miles south of Taylor Road and Highway 231. In Pike Road.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Samantha Williams. Remains believed to be Anaya Blanchard's were found Monday in Macon County. Investigators are combing through a wooded area on County Road 2 near Highway 80. Auburn police have not said what specific information led them to that area. Authorities say they are sending dental records to forensics to confirm who the remains belong to. Plus, funeral arrangements have been set for Lowndes County Sheriff Big John Williams. He was fatally shot Saturday night at a gas station. Williams' funeral will be held Monday, December 2nd at Garrett Coliseum. It's expected to start at 11. And ASU is holding its annual Christmas tree lighting ceremony tonight at 4:30 on the ASU Academic Mall, which is the green space off North University Drive. The event's open to the entire Hornet Nation family, as well as to the general public. I'm Samantha Williams. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Caravita Village, the perfect active, independent senior living community. It's like a cruise that never ends. Schedule your tour today at caravitavillage.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Get ready for some big weather changes. There is a major storm system crossing the country, and that's going to have an effect on our weather, especially later tonight and through the overnight hours. Then showers and thunderstorms tomorrow, especially during the morning and midday hours as a frontal system moves through, ending by later on in the afternoon. Low tonight, 60. High tomorrow, 74. That sets the stage for a pretty nice Thanksgiving forecast. Partly to mostly sunny, comfortable, high around 67. We'll be a little warmer than that on Friday. Still a nice day Friday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Need to do some holiday shopping, but you're low on cash? No problem. ASE Credit Union has you covered with holiday loans and rates as low as 7.99% with approved credit. Apply online or visit your local branch today. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
And welcome back to Happy Hour, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV. I thought, well, it's a good day in the world of money, so we should greet Mr. Right on the Money, Brent.
Yeah, baby.
McDonald with something cheery and pleasant. Hello, sir.
Yeah, Greg, how's it going, buddy?
I was just reading an article that says America thinks Barack Obama has been the best president in our lifetime, and you can imagine how pleased I was reading that thing.
Oh, yeah, I can definitely. Yeah, so, Rosie, he's still in his chair?
He is.
Okay, all right.
She can get the level out and make sure that my eyes are at the same, because if one of them starts to droop, that's usually a stroke.
That's right.
So she's got, we're covered, buddy. But man, what a role, huh?
I know. Hey, I tell you what, you know, we're going into, probably the biggest retail sales day in the country, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, this Friday.
Yeah.
And then, of course, you've got on Monday the cyber sales and all of that. I think it's going to be pretty good. I don't know if you saw the news today, but we did have a couple of reports out from some pretty major retailers, one being Best Buy, which is important because that's obviously mostly electronics and that kind of thing. So
right.
They blew their numbers out, and then they raised guidance for next year, not just the fourth quarter or the first quarter of next year, but the whole year. And so that stock was up nicely all through the day. And then if you go down and look at the rest of the numbers, you see that the entire index of, if you look at the retail sector, which is what we like to do, Amazon was up, the whole index of the S&P retail ETF that we follow was up pretty nicely. And then, when you look at these the commentary, if you will, that's coming out about China in this trade deal, I don't know, man. It sounds like it's getting a little bit better, but I don't know. We'll just have to wait and see. I can tell you this. If it breaks down completely and doesn't happen, we're probably going to go down in spite of everything. But if we see some positive momentum there, or we're able to ink a deal, even sort of a phase one type thing that's watered down incredibly, I still think that's positive. That's definitely positive. And then all eyes are focused on the U.S. economy and sales, retail sales, as we go through Christmas. So,
interesting. Speaking of billionaires, that Michael Bloomberg is out of the race. I just wanted to jump in while the information is still fresh enough for me to remember it. Fox just ran a poll on the pathetic. It really is a pathetic group of Democratic candidates, and Joe Biden is up front with 24%. Which is going to collapse because the next Ukrainian scandal is all going to be about him and his son. I wouldn't be surprised to see them facing jail time. We know it's coming. The criminal investigation, and America has shown its exasperation. The ratings for this impeachment garbage are like 6 million people. It's gone down. The number of people who want this gone, who are against it, has gone way up. Just in the last couple of weeks. Following Biden at 24, you have Elizabeth Warren and Pete Buttigieg and Bernie, all around 14%. That's an exciting field right there, man.
Yeah, it's pretty bad. Matter of fact, I will tell you, the minute that I saw, that Bloomberg was entering the race, that told me one thing, and that is that there's a huge contingent in the Democratic Party that is very, very worried.
They should be.
And they really, and that's the only reason. The only reason that he actually entered this race is because, you know, when you do something like that, you trust me, you know, he has made some phone calls. He's talked to the media. Mm-hmm. He has talked to Wall Street. He has talked to some very, very, very powerful people and has received their blessing, so to speak. All of this stuff is orchestrated well in advance, and it usually happens when there's extreme worry. And I've tried to tell people, and you know, whether it's been on your show or television or whatever it would be, that you know, this game that the Democrats are playing, and by going through with this impeachment, you know, they pierced the veil when they did it. I mean, it's everything is going to roll downhill from here. Mm-hmm. And trust me, there are people in the media, young folks, you know, people who want to make a name for themselves that are going to dig really hard. They're going to research, and they're going to come out with stuff, and they're going to, and it's going to hit the fan. And that's why I think Bloomberg's in the race.
I agree with you. In fact, at the beginning of the show today, I made the comment that, in my opinion, there are many moderate Democrats, but they don't have the microphone right now. It was ripped out of their hands by AOC and all those crackpot socialists who make all this racket and have all these crazy ideas. I'm going to forgive your student loan debt. They're pandering to every individual victim group they can find. And I think a Bloomberg comes along to show that, hey, we're not all in that boat, but I think it's a little bit late. And Bloomberg, by the way, who is older than Joe Biden, is
boring.
Oh, my God. He did not make his money on charisma. He really didn't. So, and then today the speculation is that when all of these people look like catastrophes in the making, they're going to go to the well and they're going to pull out Michelle Obama, who is really... I hate to be blunt, but she's really not qualified to be president. She's not a... Hell, I mean, she's likable, and that's all good. That's not going to work. I don't think that's going to work. We already know that if that did happen, we know who the real president would be, the same guy that made Donald Trump possible for us.
Well, and that's exactly right. I mean, you know, I think the American people know better. I mean, yeah, sure, she was a first lady. She probably understands how things work from a political perspective, but, you know, so she has her ideology, right? But she's got her own following and that type thing. But I just don't think that everyone or the majority of people in the country want to redo of that type of ideology, those types of policies. It certainly, from what it looks like, you know, the average voter does want something new and something refreshing. I mean, i.e. Trump, who got elected in 16, and i.e. the support, the crazy sort of support you're seeing for a Sanders or for Elizabeth Warren, who's offering all kinds of free stuff.
Yeah, that we're going to pay for it.
Yep. So you have a real showdown, I think, that is developing between, you know, those who are absolute, unabashed, unapologetic socialists that want to offer everyone free stuff versus a president who is trying to get us back to taking pride in your work.
Yeah.
And really that there is no such thing as a free lunch, and we should all be working. We need full employment, and we need, you know, free markets, et cetera. And you've got that big gap in the middle, and I think that's why there's a Bloomberg that's come in as a possible replacement for a Biden. I don't think Bloomberg wins it, but I think if Biden gets caught up in the wash of this big political thing and this impeachment, he's going to be as much of a casualty of that as anyone.
Yeah.
And I think that's why the Democratic Party has lured him into the race. That's my personal opinion.
I think you're right on, spot on with that analysis. And since the world of politics affects money, that's why I always tell people, he watches everything, not just stock prices and not just markets and indexes, because everything affects our money. And that's why you would be well served to call 387-0094 and make an appointment. Try and get in there before the end of the year so you can start 2019 with a plan. Let me just say this. Wouldn't it be great to be at the Thanksgiving table and said, I now have a financial planner?
Yes.
Good. that's a great thing to let people know that you have taken control of your money and are looking for ways to grow it. And it's just a conversation about you and the goals you want to achieve and how McDonald and Hagen can help you do that. 387-0094. Will you be joining us tomorrow afternoon, sir?
Yeah, I'm going to make every effort to join. That's the plan.
Anytime is fine. Anytime
is
fine.
Okay, great. That's great. And then, of course, next Tuesday, planning on being in studio with you.
Yay.
And I will tell you also, I'll have to probably tell you off air because I just can't release it to the public yet, but we have got some really exciting news, some things we've been working on the last 6 months or so that we're probably going to unveil, be able to unveil in maybe late January, February.
Wow.
Yeah, and you know, press release worthy and all that, and it's something that I'm super, super excited about. We'll keep kind of building it up as we go, but I'll talk to you about it off the air so you can kind of understand where I'm going with it.
All right. Maybe we can chat tomorrow?
Yeah, for sure.
All right, buddy. Thanks.
All right. Take care.
All right. That number again is 387-0094.
The opinions voiced in this material are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. All performance referenced is historical and is no guarantee of future results. All indices are unmanaged and may not be invested into directly. The opinions expressed in this material do not necessarily reflect the views of LPL Financial. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advice offered through McDonald & Hagen Wealth Management, registered investment advisor and separate entity from LPL Financial.
I need a money manager. You know why?
You're a drunk.
Well, I was, and I did a lot of stupid things with money. That'll be fun having Branton on Tuesday.
Yes.
I'm really curious to see what they've got going on over there.
Yeah.
And by the way, that is the voice of Larry, who I've allowed to say five words this whole hour. It's a busy time. I'm sorry, man. Will you be able to come back again on another
absolutely.
Day? Okay. By then, you'll be used to this thing and it'll all start to make sense. Coming up, I'm going to play the Miley Cyrus Butterball song.
I love that one.
Yes.
That's why I'm going to play it.
Do I have time to go home and put on my good boobs?
Sure.
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We have a very busy interstate this afternoon. I-85 to 65 northbound. It is backed up past South Union Street. It's a 5 to 8 minute merge to get on 65 northbound. 85 to 65 southbound is moving a lot better. 65 north and southbound to 85 is a smooth merge, and traffic is flowing nicely there. Please use caution. 85 to 65 northbound, one little mess up, and we're going to have a big problem. We got a lot of cars headed that way this afternoon. It is busy all around Montgomery at the red lights, Atlanta Highway, and the Boulevard. 231 is busy to Wetumpka. Buckle up. Drive carefully this afternoon. During the month of November, Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter is saying no. No to down payments, no to payments for 90 days, and no hassle buying. Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell J.
It sounds simple, and you hear it often, but if you enjoy holiday cheer in the form of alcohol, please don't drink and drive. The Vance Law Firm wants to keep you safe this holiday season.
Billy here from AutoSave Tire and Automotive. If you need tires, come to the tire experts. We have over 200,000 tires at our disposal daily, all at the best prices. Check out our website, autosavetires.net, for your fast, free, online bottom dollar price. That's right, you can get an instant quote on your new tires, including installation, right from your computer or phone. No hassle, no haggle, bottom line pricing. So shop us and compare. We even beat tire rack prices. Check out all our services at autosavetires.net. AutoSave Tire and Automotive. Come to where your auto saves you.
Right now at the Home Depot, 'tis better to give and receive. Buy a Ryobi One Plus battery kit for just $129 and receive a select Ryobi One Plus tool free. Your choice from cordless drills to saws, even a radio. That'll make one powerful gift come Christmas morning. Actually, two powerful gifts. Buy a battery kit, get a tool for free. Only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through December 26th. Items must be scanned at checkout to apply while supplies last.
Head into Boot Barn this Black Friday weekend for our biggest sale of the year, where you can save hundreds on boots and clothing. Black Friday doorbuster deals begin at 6 a.m. on Friday with handcrafted boots direct to you, starting at under $100. At Black Friday weekend, buy one, get one free on a large selection of jeans. Save 20% on outerwear for the entire family and more. This Black Friday, we'll see you at Boot Barn.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Nobody helped. They drank, they smoked while telling jokes. Someone let go a belch. Don't you ever say I didn't entertain. Your family is nuts. They are getting crude, yelling for some food like they're at Pizza Hut.
Hey, when are we eating?
All day long, but no one thanked me at all. They ate so quick, now as I sit, they run to go watch football. Your shirt is untucked, 'cause you ate too much. I am ready to drop. Dishes piled up high, as you scream for pie, you are pissing me off.
God, I never want to see those people again.
That is the Smiley Myers parody of the Butterball. Every time I hear the word Butterball, I think of a funny moment on the old TV classic show, The Honeymooners. Because when Ralph Cramden met Alice, and he was excited, he said they had pet names for each other. And he's telling Norton this, right, Mr. Sensitive?
Yeah.
And he says, Alice used to call me her buttercup. And Norton starts to crack up because Ralph's obviously a pretty big guy. And he just starts laughing harder. And Ralph gets pissed off and says, what's so funny? And Norton says, you used to be a little cup of butter and now you're a whole tub of lard. That's LaDonna Brooks. We are having Friendsgiving tomorrow.
Yes, at Baumhauer's.
Nobody should feel alone going into Thanksgiving.
It ain't fitting. It just ain't fitting.
Right, you are. And so we'll be gathering, and it'll be warm and fuzzy, and
yeah,
we'll all feel like freshly flucked chickens.
Hopefully not too fuzzy.
I'll shave.
Well, speak for yourself. Oh, wait a minute.
And I have been working on something special. Our Christmas party will be Wednesday, December 18th. It'll be our last gathering for the year because Christmas and New Year's Day are both on the 1st. So, it'll be January 8th after December 18th before we can all get together again. And I've been talking to Bob and the team at their headquarters about doing something special for Christmas.
We may go into withdrawals. Cool. We can't get together for 2 weeks.
No. Yeah. Yeah. Larry, you've been there, right?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely love it and recommend it to anybody to come out and just meet the folks.
Yeah.
You know, I get it because I know so many people have told me this. They wanted to come. Some people have come to the restaurant, sat in a corner, and just
and
watched.
Engage. I've done that before I got the note.
They kind of wanted to see, but they were still. And I realize how embarrassing it is to meet me. That's got to be, you know.
Well, you know, you are a legend.
It's a great. It's a great group of people, and yeah, everybody's really welcoming. It's not like you got to have a password or some other thing. It's just
down home folks.
No secret handshake.
No. At 5:31, just some fresh men.
Hey, good looking. We'll be back to pick you up later.
You know, I got a thing in the email. I'm trying to remember who sent it. Somebody very thoughtful. Target is selling Mr. Microphones.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. That might be the way to, you know, when we want to address the group.
Yeah.
You can't use the speaker system overhead. Nobody can hear that anyway.
Oh, well, that would be cool.
That but would be.
Yeah, I would like that.
I could put my,
yeah,
you know, Mr. Microphone on my shoulder and broadcast.
That would be funny. But they are going to have a broadcast booth at the new Baumhauer's, correct?
Yes.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Very nice.
That's what I heard.
Wow.
Yeah,
that's exciting.
I could see doing this show from Bob's restaurant, being fed for free, dying of a heart attack after about a month. Because everything there is so good.
It is.
Anyway, we hope you will join us or think about joining us tomorrow night. We're going to head down to the traffic dungeon, and then we'll come right back.
Traffic is brought to you by Formal Outings. It's your outdoor wedding, and you want it to be perfect. So don't forget the restroom facilities. For luxury portable restrooms that pamper, please, and impress, visit formaloutings.com.
Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We got a lot of people screaming out of downtown trying to get on the interstate and get home. They've got I-85's merge to 65 northbound backed up to almost Mulberry. That's near Jackson Hospital. 8 to 10 minutes from Jackson through the merge onto 65 northbound. Then you've got another slowdown at the Alabama River Bridge past the Northern Boulevard. 85 to 65 southbound's looking good. 65 north and southbound to 85 is a smooth merge this afternoon. We do have some backups on 85 out of downtown at Perry Hill and also Taylor Road. Eastern Boulevard is very busy. Taylor Road from Atlanta Highway to Vaughan. Atlanta Highway busy at all the lights. And up on Highway 14, if you're exiting I-65 onto 14 going into Prattville, we have a disabled vehicle in front of the Ford dealership. Watch out there for that disabled vehicle. Hey, you in a wreck, you wonder what to do next? You better call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333. No representation made. The quality of legal services is greater than other attorneys. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
Holiday traffic can be hectic and sometimes dangerous. If something happens to you, call the Vance Law Firm at 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Are you ready for some football? Whether you yell War Eagle or Roll Tide, if you're fourth and goal, then it's time you call in a special team, Alabama Home Mortgage. I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, where we make mortgages easy. With a starting lineup like ours, you can rest assured that you are dealing with the MVPs of the mortgage industry here at Alabama Home Mortgage. Do you feel like you're being blocked on every play? Take a timeout and make the call that will change it all. Call Alabama Home Mortgage at 567-4223. Or you can visit our website, alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com. And select the Blink link to get started today. Together, we can create the playbook that will lead to your financial victory. Don't let the clock run out. Call me, Kim Williams, today at 567-4223. Or visit our website at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to see just how much money you could be saving with an Alabama home mortgage. NMLS 372-374, Equal Housing Lender.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Right now at the Home Depot, 'tis better to give and receive. Buy a Ryobi One Plus battery kit for just $129 and receive a select Ryobi One Plus tool free. Your choice from cordless drills to saws, even a radio. That'll make one powerful gift come Christmas morning. Actually, two powerful gifts. Buy a battery kit, get a tool for free. Only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through December 26th. Items must be scanned at checkout to apply while supplies last.
Head into Boot Barn this Black Friday weekend for our biggest sale of the year, where you can save hundreds on boots and clothing. Black Friday doorbuster deals begin at 6 a.m. on Friday with handcrafted boots direct to you, starting at under $100. On Black Friday weekend, buy one, get one free on a large selection of jeans. Save 20% on outerwear for the entire family and more. This Black Friday, we'll see you at Boot Barn.
Lewis at the Capital Oyster Bar, and I just want to tell you, if you're in business or got an event coming up and want to do some advertising, wisely spent dollars are spent down here at Blue Water Broadcasting. All the guys are nice, easy to work with, and I see results, I guarantee you.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Samantha Williams. Funeral arrangements have been set for Lowndes County Sheriff Big John Williams. He was fatally shot Saturday night at a gas station. Williams' funeral will be held Monday, December 2nd at Garrett Coliseum. It's expected to start at 11. Plus, remains believed to be Anaya Blanchard's were found Monday in Macon County. Investigators are combing through a wooded area on County Road 2 near Highway 80. Auburn police have not said what specific information led them to that area. Authorities say they are sending dental records to forensics to confirm who the remains belong to. And ASU is holding its annual Christmas tree lighting ceremony tonight at 4:30. It's on the ASU Academic Mall, which is the green space off of North University Drive. The event is open to the entire Hornet Nation family as well as the general public. I'm Samantha Williams. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Get ready for some big weather changes. There is a major storm system crossing the country, and that's going to have an effect on our weather, especially later tonight and through the overnight hours. Then showers and thunderstorms tomorrow, especially during the morning and midday hours as a frontal system moves through, ending by later on in the afternoon. Low tonight, 60. High tomorrow, 74. That sets the stage for a pretty nice Thanksgiving forecast. Partly to mostly sunny, comfortable, high around 67. We'll be a little warmer than that on Friday. Still a nice day Friday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Pass the gravy.
I hope you have a good supply.
Pass the gravy.
Because this turkey's really dry.
Pass the gravy.
All the moisture's been sucked out.
Pass the gravy.
Pass the gravy. It's like a desert in my mouth.
Pass the gravy.
I'm gonna need that gravy boat.
Pass the gravy.
Around my meat I'll make a moat.
Pass the gravy.
My turkey, it needs several coats.
Pass the gravy.
Pass the gravy.
Pass the gravy.
We want you, we want you, 'cause this bird is hard to chew. We want you, we want you, 'cause this bird is hard to chew. We want you, we want you, 'cause this bird is hard to chew.
It is 5:40. You really amaze me, Rosie. You pay attention because Jay was doing random facts this morning and told us about the Wilhelm scream. And it's the most used scream in cinema history. And so I pulled it up on YouTube and I got to have that. I have one page that has sound drops I use more frequently than others. Because it makes sense to have some organization in case you're funny. or you need somebody to tell you something.
Play it.
Or you want to accent something, or just feel like you have a friend.
Hello!
Those are all in my... So I actually got rid of something on that page and put the Wilhelm scream there. And you'll be good and sick of it by...
I knew this morning you got a new toy.
That's how it is.
Yeah.
Here is East of the Rockies.
Tonight I'm Steve. So that's... thanks, Rosie. Look, I love you guys. Do I hear LaDonna laughing
yes.
back there?
Yes.
Oh, I love that laugh. I can listen to that all day long. That's awesome. I just called to see it. It is infectious, yes. I just wanted to call and see if I could hear the Wilhelm scream, and you already played it. That's great. I think I'm going to replace Howard Dean.
East, I got to tell you a quick story. This is the man. This is the hero. This is going back more than 10 years. We knew we had mice that got in the house, and we were trying to trap them and stuff. And one day I noticed those little mouse turds in my sock and underwear drawer. So I knew they had been in there. I did not expect to withdraw a pair of drawers and find a mouse clinging with all its life to my briefs. I dropped it. It startled me more than anything. It wasn't going to kill me, but it startled me. And I actually, if I remember correctly, kind of...
Screamed like a girl?
Ran like a little girl?
The God's honest answer?
Will help.
God's honest answer?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was kind of like... I got the hell out of my room. I called up East, you big, brave pest control guy. Said, I will pay you anything. Please go to my room and show me blood. I want to see blood. Mm. Get that sucker. He got it that day. And I've never had underwear, a mouse stuck to my underwear since.
Thank goodness.
So East is very effective.
He's a hero.
He is.
That's it. And I tell you what, I'm distinctive in my ability to remove rodents from underwear. So that's... I proudly put that on my resume.
And the funniest thing is DK, the cartoonist, and you guys made that plate for me. And
sure
in the
did.
Middle of the plate is a cartoon by our buddy DK, and it shows me holding a pair of underwear with a mouse clinging to the underneath saying, by the way, do you know anybody in the group Sticks?
Sticks!
And when I saw that, I thought I was going to die. That was like the funniest thing, and I still have that plate proudly on display in my house.
That's awesome.
Plus,
I don't talk to you guys. Have a great Thanksgiving.
You too, my friend. Thank you, East. What a guy. I never told him why. I think it was Thursday or Friday last week. You know, I make breakfast for the guys. And Jay had come in just before 6, and he was getting something out of the refrigerator, and there was a plastic fork on the floor, and something pulled it underneath the refrigerator.
LaDonna's eyes just got big.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, that is kind of Rod Serling-esque when the sign that you have a creature in your kitchen is the fork being pulled under the refrigerator, said Jay. And I said, don't get me involved in this.
Did you see the toilet paper that Fresh?
Yes. Yeah, I told him. I said, there's something in the building.
Yeah.
Something. I don't think it's especially necessarily big, but it's in. Like the morning the mouse was in my butter dish in the file cabinet.
You know, it is butter.
Here's Redheaded Savage.
I was going to tell y'all that my son had a ferret, and about 2 years ago, I pulled open my silverware drawer, and he had somehow crawled through the cabinet up into the silverware drawer, and I let out that scream just like that guy you see playing that bouncer bus. That's right. That's what I was talking about. But he was curled up asleep. It didn't bother him at all. And, of course, I had to take everything out and bleach everything. But, I mean, I about had a heart attack. So that story reminded me of the ferret in my silverware.
I have a lame-ass ferret story, if you're interested.
Oh, I'm interested. I like ferret stories.
This is long ago. I was... there was this cop in South Florida that had the hots for me. So, and I had... nowhere to go, so she took me in to take advantage of my body, which I did not like. So she got two things angry at me because I wouldn't put out. And one morning I went to the bathroom and she had taken one of my old publicity pictures and torn it into pieces, then taped them to the mirror in the bathroom.
Psycho.
That was 24 karat
creepy.
I'm sure.
And another time she had a whole room with ferrets, cages. One day she let them all out because she knew I didn't like things like that. And I'm laying in bed and I'm a little bit bombed. And they're running up and down inside the covers and all this stuff. And, geez.
I'm glad you made it out of there alive.
Yeah. You know what? Because I really think I might have been in a little danger there. But we're Facebook friends now.
Kind of like that awful play where they can't play Fatal Attraction in the waiting room because it stirs the women up. Kind of like that sketchy play.
Yeah, it was.
Sounds like you had your own Fatal Attraction going.
What's for dinner? Oh, mood music, eh? Savage, thank you for the call. Have a great Thanksgiving.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
And we will be doing all kinds of... tomorrow's going to be like the loosest show. Already this week, it's been like everybody's half off.
Thanksgiving mode.
Speaking of half off, guess what? Your CBD store on Friday has a great Black Friday deal.
Yes.
Buy one, get one 50% off, or buy two and get your third one free.
Buy two and get your third one free?
Yes.
Ooh, that's a deal.
And the first 10 customers at your CBD store on Friday will get a free gift. So, let me say this. These products are incredibly effective. Briscoe, yes. He's kind of a fat bottom thing. And he, once again, today took an awkward leap off the couch. And he was limping. Before I came to work, Mrs. Ritterbuttle had him on her bed and he was sleeping soundly and not moving because she gave him a CBD treat. The idea being they help the healing process for pets because they do have pet treats. But they also help them sleep. So they have a chance to heal. You know, hyperactive dogs, real active dogs, you know, they're tough to heal because they only tend to aggravate the injury they have. These things work, of course, great for people. They interact with the cannabinoids in your system, and they're very effective. But again, for those of you who use CBD products, your CBD store, which carries the SunMed product line, buy one, get one 50% off, or buy two and get your third free. And that is Friday, Black Friday, at your CBD store. 8852 Mini Brown Parkway. Just make a right by the Bojangles. Your first left, your first right, and you are there at your CBD store. 849.
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. The difference 15 minutes makes. We are doing a lot better on I-65 and 85 now at the merge. All lanes are merging smoothly at this time, and folks are getting where they're going. We still are a little congested on 65 to Cobbs Ford Road. Still got a disabled vehicle on Highway 14 going into Prattville in front of the Ford dealership. We are busy all around the city of Montgomery. The Boulevard at all the lights still busy. Taylor Road living up to its reputation as the Heartburn Highway. Merging off Taylor Road onto I-85 has got a slowdown on 85 northbound for just a bit up to not quite to Chantilly Parkway. Busy everywhere this afternoon. Still, use caution and drive carefully. And remember, Haynes Ambulance serves Central Alabama, both on the ground and in the air. You and your family's lives are their complete dedication. Haynes Ambulance for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell J.
Before traveling for the holidays, have a plan of who to call should something go wrong. The Vance Law Firm wants to keep you safe this holiday season.
How would you like to win a Ford Mustang and a share of $40,000 cash? Then come hang out under the mistletoe at Wind Creek Montgomery. Because this December, we're giving away four Ford Mustangs in our Mustangs and Mistletoe giveaway. You can earn entries now through December 27th and double entries on Christmas Day. Then every Friday in December, starting at 8 p.m., you can win cash or drive into the holidays in a brand new Mustang. It's Mustangs and Mistletoe, only at Wind Creek Montgomery.
A1 Plumbing.
Listen, I need a plumber over here right now.
Let's see. We could get to that in about 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Uh-huh.
Look, I was installing a new toilet and the water line broke. Now I'm standing in about 3 feet of water and it's still rising fast.
Uh-huh.
But look, I'll give you $50 extra if you can send someone right now.
Maybe 2 weeks.
Okay, $100, but you need to get here right now.
All right, keep your shirt on. What's that address?
I'm at 3301 Center Avenue at the Boston Aquarium.
Must have changed his mind.
Whether your problem is big or small, Cole Plumbing can fix it right, usually the first time, and as economically as possible. With our experienced and background-checked employees, we take pride in knowing that we are one of the most trusted companies in the area. When there is trouble with your bowl, call on Cole, 279-8919, or go to coleplumbing.com.
Impress your family and friends for the holidays. Let Sweet Creek Farm Market be your dessert headquarters. Homemade cakes in every flavor. Caramel, carrot, coconut, red velvet, and many more. Just like Grandma makes. Homemade cream cheese, sour cream, and praline pecan pound cakes. Open for Black Friday. So follow Sweet Creek Farm Market on Facebook for specials. Sweet Creek Farm Market, 2 miles south of Taylor Road on Highway 231 in Pike Road. Sweet Creek Farm Market.
Here at the TSA, we know that the holiday season can be stressful. So to help, we are now offering emotional support turkeys. Be sure to leave your furry family member at home and use one of our birds to get through our stress-filled lines. When being scanned through the x-ray, be sure to hold your emotional support turkey high for all to see how much the TSA cares. When boarding your plane, you won't even be asked to stow away your turkey. You can let all 25 pounds of it sit in your lap. Ask a TSA agent about getting an emotional support turkey so you can marvel at flying through the sky while holding on to a flightless bird.
Hi there. Oh, am I on?
Yes.
Hi there, everybody.
Hi there.
I'm professional broadcaster Greg Budell. I have to finish a quick text to Mrs. Rutabaga. I would like to tell you that this day has gone extraordinarily well until about 2 minutes ago. I've had that story about the ABC poll that says most American, well, not most, it's like 20% to 19, think Barack Obama is the greatest president in their lifetime. I think he's not only the worst of my lifetime, worse even than Jimmy Carter, but in the history of the country, because he tried to fundamentally transform us with his socialistic, and anti-Christian. You know, the guy who had to be reminded he was a Christian, was it Stephanopoulos? Whoa, my Muslim faith, my Christian faith. Yeah, that happens all the time. People accidentally confuse themselves with Islam. Happens every day. Anyway, there's a story, and I got that poll up, and people are reacting kind of as I expected. In fact, my comment was, Americans rank Barack Obama as best president of their lifetimes poll. I said, right, just ask him. He'd be the first to tell you how great he is. So in the thread that's building under that, I tried to post an article about Trump donating his third quarter salary and the media ignoring it. And Facebook will not let me post the link. They will not let me post the link.
Why?
It goes against their community standards. What standard? We're not allowed to celebrate a president who's working for free, putting up with all the shenanigans that he's got to go through on a daily basis with that collection of turds like Schiff and Pelosi and Schumer and the rest of those
people.
Yeah. Thank you. I'm sorry. I'm just, it's flabbergasting to me. Ask somebody who supports Obama. You probably had a chance to do that, Larry. Okay, so he's the best in your lifetime. Why?
Because he's great. That's why he got the Nobel Prize, because he was going to lower the sea levels, and he hadn't even taken office and hadn't taken the first action, and he gets a Nobel Peace Prize. So,
whoa! We're the ones we've been waiting for. Whoa! The ocean's round, the tide low. Oh, I need an 80,000-seat football stadium to hold all the people who worship my ass. I can't stand it!
Oh, I thought we were going to get through the day without a rant today. Let Wilhelm do it.
Yeah. Larry, thanks for joining us. Appreciate your long-term listenership, and you're invited back whenever it's convenient. LaDonna?
Yes.
Thank you. We'll see you tomorrow night at Bomb Hours.
Yes. Hope to see y'all there.
And Rosie.
Greg. Sweet Rosie.
Sweet Rosie.
Yes.
You are right. Rosie, who makes faces at me when I go. We'll see you tomorrow bright and early with Jay and Rich. Rusty and David are next.
Montgomery Skywatch traffic. The difference a few minutes makes. We're looking a lot better on I-65 and 85. The Burge is nice and sweet now. You can get through there pretty quickly. We've also got less cars on the Boulevard. We are still a bit busy. Troy Highway of the Eastern Boulevard, East-South Boulevard. Taylor Road living up to its name is the Heartburn Highway, and there's still a little bit of a lag at I-85 at Taylor Road. Atlanta Highway busy outbound, and 231 to Wetumpka looking a little bit better at this time. Haynes Ambulance serves Central Alabama, both on the ground and in the air. Your family's lives are their complete dedication. That's Haynes Ambulance. For Montgomery Skywatch traffic, I'm Wendell J.
There are more distracted drivers this time of year. Don't be a distracted driver. Put your phone away while you drive. The Vance Law Firm wants to keep you safe this holiday season.
Fresh cut Fraser fir, Christmas trees, and wreaths are now available at Southern Homes and Gardens. Individually stored in water, our fresh cut trees stay perfectly hydrated from the moment we receive them until the moment you take them home, ensuring the highest quality all season. From 6 to 14 feet, we've got the perfect size tree for any space. Plus, fresh cut wreaths for doors, windows, and mantles too. Fill your home with the aroma of the holidays. Fresh cut Christmas trees and wreaths. In stock now at Southern Homes and Gardens, Vaughn Road.
Marguerite's is having a pre-Thanksgiving blowout now through Wednesday night only. You heard me. Doorbusters! Pearl studs, $29. Pearl necklaces, 62-inch, $39. Pearl diamond studs, $99. Bolo and Diamond by the Art bracelets, $149. All Bolivar watches, 49% off. Men's, ladies' bands, all of them, 49% off. Diamonds, you hear that? 60% off! Never had a blowout like this. Only till Wednesday night. 10 to 7 p.m., Marguerite's Peppertree Shop Center.
Hello, everybody. This is Doug Singleton with Bernie Office Solutions. Since 1963, Bernie has been the Montgomery Grown document technology leader in the River Region. During our 55 years, we have seen a lot of copier companies come and go. That's why we do more than just offer our clients copiers. We offer a diverse portfolio, including document capture and storage, digitizing your paper-based processes, and software to manage costs. Call me on my cell at 201-0199 and ask me about our managed print program where we can cut your printing costs in half. 201-0199.
Don't miss the new and improved Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. Weekday evenings from 6 until 7, right here on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
We'll see you here again tomorrow.
Goodbye.
Don't come back.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada News Talk.